Okay, so we're holding on our page Yud Gimel, the second paragraph. Bekashin Namik Bozeh HaInyan. So the Chavetz Chaim yesterday explained to us from the Zayar why the chait of Lashon Hara is such a powerful chait. A, because whenever a person speaks Lashon Hara, he causes that upstairs, the Makatreg, begins to be Makatreg, begins to prosecute against the Yidden. And the second point that he said was that the Zohar tells us a second chiddush, and that is that if a person speaks Lashon Hara, so then it's going to cause now that the Sitra Acha, the wrong power, is going to now stop our words of Kedusha, of Torah and Tevilah, of reaching the place where it should reach upstairs. Those are the two powerful, terrible calamities that happen when a person speaks Lashon Hara. And then the Chafetz Chaim says in the second paragraph on page Yud Gimel, "Vekashenamik bazeh ha'inyan nimtza oid yoser." And when we look into the matter, we'll see something even more important. Shel milvachu ovon plili ba'atzma yekanal. Besides the fact that it's such a serious avera, oid hu magdil hakilkul b'chol ha'ilamos u'machshich u'mamayit oiron. It also increases the destruction that it causes in the spiritual worlds and in our world. Because it's common for a number of people, that there are people that repeat this aveira maybe hundreds or thousands of times during their lifetime. Because even if a person does a small aveira, if he does it many times, it becomes like such a strong aveira, a powerful aveira, like the cords that are used to pull a wagon. Like Yeshaya Novi said, woe those that pull upon themselves the sin with chavle hashav, with strings that are not even strings, so to say. In other words, it was just tiny, thin strings. And eventually it becomes like the thick strings that are used to thin ropes that are to pull a gola. And that the Rabbeinu Yoina tells us, when he explains, the Chafetz Chaim eventually will tell us this, that Rabbeinu Yoina asks the question, how could the Gemara say that the Baalei Lashon Hara is more serious than Avodah Zarah, Gila Arayos, and Shvichas Damim? Avodah Zarah, Arayos, and Gila Shvichas Damim is a Chayvei Mises, and Lashon Hara is a Lav. And the Rabbeinu Yoina tells us that what it means is that if a person did once Lashon Hara, then it's not as stringent as a person who killed somebody or who worshipped Avodah Zarah. But when a person does repeatedly Lashon Hara, then even though each individual one may not be as serious as killing someone, but Lamaisa, when a person does many times this Aveira, then it is even Shokul like those three serious Aveiras. Bahamoshal mechut hameshi, and the moshal is from a string of silk. Kishiyichbulu kame meis pamim, when you fold it over hundreds of times, the kosh, so then it becomes a very thick rope. The koshkin b'cheit hazeh, and surely in this chait of lashon hara, shu chomer mitzad atzmei ad moed, that it's so stringent by itself, even one time, as the Chafetz Chaim explained. So surely in such a case also. Uregilin lavarol of harbe v'harbe anoshim, and many, many people unfortunately transgress it. Bekama alofim pomim b'mechayeyam, maybe thousands of times during their life. Ve'en mekablim alatzmam klali shamim menu, and they don't take upon themselves at all to guard themselves against it. Shebevadai hakilkul lamala hu le'en shir, that surely in such a case the destruction that happens in the spiritual worlds, which comes back down here, is le'en shir, is without measure. So that's a third point of why this chait of Lashon Hara is so serious. And the Chafetz Chaim says, and I've been thinking, so to say, where did it come from that this love, which is such a serious love, became hefker, became as if like it's nothing in the eyes of so many people? V'hizbonanti, and I thought into it, shezeu mikama sibois, it's for a number of reasons. Lahamon mitzad echad, v'laloim di mitzad acher. To the lay people on one, for one reason, and for the ones who are learned people for a different reason. Hehamoin, the multitude, the populace, and in Yoidim Klal, Shisa Lashon Hara, who afila lemes. They don't realize that the Isa of Lashon Hara is even if you're saying the truth. Now, it's not, Lashon Hara is not when you're saying a lie about somebody, but even when you say something negative which is truthful about someone, there's the Isa of Lashon Hara. Ubali HaTorah, and those who learned, af oisam shenizbar lohem, even those that it became clear to them, v'nis amis lohem, and it became truthful, in other words, it became clear the truth, she'isa loshanara fila lemes, that the isa of loshanara applies even when it's true, yesh mehem kama she'etzahara mata oisam b'fonam acherim. There are still ways that the Yetzahara fools the person for different ways. Echad, she'tekev machshiv ha'yetzahara b'rayenov, es ishu misapra olav l'chaynev. The first thing is that a person thinks to himself, the guy who I'm speaking Lashon Hara, he's a flatterer, he's not such a good person himself, and therefore, and therefore the person says, it's a mitzvah what I'm doing, that I'm telling people about this guy. And sometimes the Yetzer will tell him, this guy is a guy who gets into fights with everybody, and you can say Lashon Hara on a guy who's a Bal Machlokes. And sometimes he will persuade him with giving him the misinformation that there's a heter to say Lashon Hara if it was said in front of three people. And sometimes he will fool himself into thinking that there's a heter, that since I would have told this guy to his face, so therefore there's a heter for me to say it anyway. That he says, I would tell it to him in his face, and therefore he thinks that he's allowed to say it anyway. And for a person who's a Talmud Chacham, the Yetzer persuades him and says, look, there's a Gemara there, there's a Gemara there. And sometimes he persuades him about the, so to say, quality of what's being said. This is not called Lashon Hara. Like when the person says, ah, that guy's not as smart as everybody says he is. In other words, they don't even think that, they realize that that itself is Lashon Hara. The rule is, Hayetzahara pulasay achas mishteim. The Yetzahara does one of two things. Either he persuades him that this is not called Lashon Hara. Oy, even if this what I'm saying is Lashon Hara, shalish kazel itziv satayr isa Lashon Hara. Such a person, he's a bum, there's no isa of Lashon Hara. And if he sees that even this doesn't work, then he tells him the opposite. Then he tells him, Lashon Hara is so hard to keep. Whatever you say is Lashon Hara. You can't be a civilized person. Unless you want to be a hermit, you can't be careful with Lashon Hara. Who can That's like the Nochash said, that he said, oh, he said you can't eat anything from any of these trees. In other words, the Yetzer, the other way for the Yetzer is Pungfakar, to say, boy, it's impossible to keep Lashon Hara, unless you want to be a hermit, live in the mountain by yourself. And therefore, that's all these are the Eitzes of the Yetzer Hara, to try to persuade a person to speak Lashon Hara.